This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Tweets and the texts that you play, that you send, all of those things. I look at them, I read them. I can't always, like, I keep telling you, if you send me a story in the middle of the show or during the show or any of that, if you don't give me bullet points, chances are I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know what it is. Right? I mean, I don't know what it's about. I don't know the I just don't know whether you're trying to catch me or what. Right? So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to have a conversation, and I don't mind, I will talk about just anything as long as there's a caveat here. If I'm in the middle of talking about Black Lives Matter, and you want to call me and talk about unemployment? No, we're not there. That's not what we're talking about. However, if I'm just ranting around, not doing much, then so, huh? Like now? Yeah, kind of searching around, figuring out what I want to talk about. Thanks a lot. Yeah, blew my cover. Now, come on. Now you've got to be a little upset about a 4.7% unemployment rate shooting up to a 4.9%, and people and you hear nothing. So when are you going to start writing? When are you people going to start writing articles to the local paper? When are you going to start forcing them to publish the things that you know you need to write, you need to push back, and then force them to publish them? And the way, part of the way you can do that is to make sure nobody's buying the paper or push for people to stop buying the paper. You know, the local newspaper. I don't know. Is anybody still buying papers? I don't know. Maybe that was way out of line, right? God. Let's see. Hillary's lies. No, I don't. Well, we'll do that a little later. We had Kerry Quashnot from Action Family the other night. And we brought up vaping. And somebody sent me the article on it. And, you know, we think it's not a big deal, right? It's vapor. What could possibly go wrong? It's just vapor. Right? No different than when you're in the steam room or the sauna room or something like that. Well, guess what? Not so much. It's one of the fastest growing trends in the smoking world, right? Because the young kids think, oh, you know, it's not smoke, so I'm good. This is great. But, apparently they're finding all kinds of cancer causing chemicals now. In the bodies of those young people, vaping. Oh, sounds disgusting. Anyway. Now, there's 8 vape shops in my local area alone, right? There's hundreds of vape shops in L.A. County. I mean, think of the business here. I mean, if we weren't so straight-laced, we could do a dope shop and a vape shop and never work again. They're making money hand over fist. preying on stupid people. I don't think so. 100 spread through L.A. County. Many believe that the quick rise of these e-vape alternatives to traditional cigarettes is due to the fact that vaping is no danger to health. At least that's what they're being told. But now researchers at the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, which published a study Wednesday, claiming that the harmful chemicals, including several that may cause cancer, are being inhaled every time somebody vapes. The problem is they're not traditional cigarettes. So the kids really believe, parents really believe, that there's nothing wrong with these things. And a Berkeley lab researcher said, you know, as they were polling people, as they were asking around, that's exactly what people are saying. But they say it doesn't mean they're healthy. Study author Hugo Destellitas, yeah, close enough, says the regular cigarettes are super unhealthy. E-cigarettes are just plain unhealthy. Medical professionals in the area say that the prevalence of vaping among young people is due to the lack of research into these. I mean, this is new stuff, right? This is not like it's been around for 20, 25, 30 years. And we don't know exactly what's in e-cigarettes, said Rochelle Feldman, a medical director at Prima Pediatrics. All of them contain, they're known to contain, large amounts of carcinogens. So, you know, we're told on a regular basis by the government, don't use this on your grill, and don't use this in your house, and don't wash with this, and don't buy, because they got carcinogens in them. But when it comes to our kids and vaping and e-cigarettes, go for it. You know, it's not tobacco. It's good for you. Can't hurt you. Keep you busy. You won't be buying cigarettes. Heck, I don't know, what are those things, like $30 a piece? They're supposed to last for a while. Yeah, I know. Well, thank God you don't. I don't either. I mean, look, if you're one of those guys, and again, I'm not getting any case. You want to smoke, that's up to you. But if you're smoking a pack a day, just a lousy pack a day, that's like $10 a day. That's three. You think of the car you could be driving for $300 a month. So, now, the research by Berkeley Lab is simply attempting to try to shed light, you know, on the cloud of chemicals formed when vaping. They go on to say that the thermal decomposition of proline, yeah, why did they do this to me? Can't they use, like, English? Yeah, propylene. Okay, we're going to go for a break. I'm going to take a quick English lesson. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. 9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
The Helium Singers. That's right. I'll go up and see your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Okay. I will continue on in a minute with what we were talking about earlier. What?
Finish it.
Oh, that thing is hanging in front of my face. Are you serious? Be a big boy. I'm not big enough. Anyway. All right, so we're talking about, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the vaping. You know, it's just vapor. How bad can it be, right? So, recently a study done in Berkeley, what's his name, his lab? I do this to myself all the times. All the times? Oh, my God, I can't even speak anymore. I'll get the name for the lab in a minute. So it's a lab up in Berkeley. I mean, you would think if it was out of Berkeley, they would be telling us how great this vape stuff is. But they're not. They're telling you that there's too many carcinogens in it. There's too many chemicals in it, especially for our young people. Now, when you decompose these, I don't know, vapors, whatever they are, chemicals, when the decomposition of propylene, it won't do it. Propylene, glycol, and glycerin, two solvents found in the most e-liquids, the substance that is vaporized by the e-cigarette, leads to emissions of toxic chemicals such as acrolein and formaldehyde. Now, according to the lab's release, these aren't good things. I know some of you don't even know how to spell them, because I don't either, obviously. But they're not good for you. And I know that you yippies out of the late 60s, early 70s, because you did the same thing with dope. It's like, big deal. You old white guys, you're against everything. No, we're not against everything. We're against hurting young people. How's that? You think we hate everybody? I want to make sure our young people stay strong. I want to make sure our young people stay healthy. I want to make sure they have a fighting chance. You know, I love it. Everybody talks about the kids. Everybody talks about how we need to protect our kids, but they don't do it. Feldman added that all vaping, even when done in non-nicotine vape juice, what is vape juice? That doesn't even sound good. Okay, I'll stop. Feldman added that all vaping, even when done with non-nicotine vape juice, is still, I guess they have nicotine juice so that you're not taking the smoke into your lungs, but... Yeah, okay, here it comes.
Let me help you out there, honey.
I don't want you to help me out. I'm having fun with this.
Okay, vape juice. So it's steam, right?
Is that like orange juice?
It's vapor. Yeah. So there has to be a liquid for it to vaporize.
I got that part.
But that's what the juice is.
But juice has got, it's like orange juice.
It's in a little vial.
And I make Joe's special juice. It's got orange and grape.
Yeah, it's not that kind of juice, honey.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm looking at this going, that sounds enticing, does it not? Ma, I'm vaping juice. How bad can it be?
And now it's got all those yummy flavors, which is why so many kids are doing it, because it comes in all kinds of flavors.
God bless America, where we can sell anything. We can sell, some of these people can sell water to a drowning man. It's wonderful. It's just amazing. Anyhow, so the writer goes on to say that if they were pure water vapor, they would be fine. But I don't know of any on the market that are pure water vapor. Now, a local vape shop to where we are, the owner responded to the findings of the study, saying that e-cigarettes are still much safer than cigarettes. Sure they are. It's like this. Smoking 40 cigarettes a day is much better than smoking 60 cigarettes a day, don't you think? That's one of the most ridiculous comments I've ever heard. So vaping is by no means as healthy as going to the gym, said the owner. Gee, thanks. I would have never thought. However, if you're a smoker, it's much more healthier for... Well, that's great. Okay, I'll even give you that one. But when you have young people now, 40% of the kids that have gone to vaping go on to cigarettes? When you got young kids who have never smoked in their lives and all of a sudden they show up and they're vaping... You know that a portion of them is going to lead to cigarette smoking? No! Now, Oakley said the study similar to the Berkeley research usually increased the voltage in the e-cigarette coils. Wow, this sounds dangerous. It just sounds like a Tim the Toolman kind of situation, which vaporized the e-liquid that is smoked beyond levels found in consumer products, which he said average out at 3.8 volts. I have no idea what any of this means. However, the Berkeley researcher study claims that the carcinogens in the e-cigarettes are present within consumer products. They found that as the voltage increased, both the amount of e-liquid consumed per puff and the vapor temperature were higher. Now, read the lab's release. In the case of the acrolein and formaldehyde, the amount of formed at the highest voltage of 4.8 was an order of magnitude higher than the amount at the lowest voltage. So we'll put this up. We'll put this up on Facebook or the website. Because, again, it goes right back to this. Here's the deal. We'll see if any idiots chimed in on this. Hey, here you go. One guy says, God, I'll be glad when these things finally kill me so I don't have to listen to this anymore. from you whiny, meddling twits, he says. Well, you know, this is great. I don't care about you. You go ahead and do what you got to do to yourself. I'm good with that. But when it comes to kids and you leading kids down the wrong path and you getting them to believe that this stuff is fine and it's not, this is like, look, I don't know much about this other stuff, but here's the deal. I know that, you know, when they started to sell us from what, granulated sugar over to corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup and triple high fructose corn syrup and sugar substitutes and chemical this. And now I go to the store, I go to the coffee shop, and I got to choose the white pack, the yellow pack, the pink pack, the blue pack, the brown pack. I just want sugar. That's all I want. Okay? I don't want to have to worry about which one is going to kill me the fastest. I'm sorry. But it does. It makes me nuts. And I'm a 57-year-old man. A 17-year-old kid can't figure this out. No way. And they want to be cool on top of it. So, yeah. Vaping? I don't know. Not so good. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. We're going to... God, I got so much to get through. But Tammy got me a good one. Producer Tammy... Actually, somebody else sent me... The line, and I would, that can't be true. When we come back, the California Assembly, the loons in Sacramento are at it again. They're calling for August to be an appreciation month. We'll talk about that inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
Ow.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Man, this thing unnerved me. I'm going to tell you why in a second. So California, I mean, the loons in California, it just, what is it? The hits just never stop coming. Seriously. And these are definitely going to go down in history as somebody scratching their head and going, what in God's creation are these guys doing? Right? So, I just had it up. What happened to it? Oh, there it is. The loons in California have decided, God save us all, that we need, because we don't understand enough or something, I don't even know what they think. But the California Assembly passed a bill that declares August Muslim Appreciation Month. And they've done this before with other things. And you just sit there and scratch your head. Now, the California State Assembly is to consider a bill Monday declaring August Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month. And as I say with other groups, do they not know they're Muslim? What's awareness? I have Muslim friends. I have a clue as to when somebody's a Muslim. If they're coming in and out of a mosque, chances are they're a Muslim. Okay, in accordance with a resolution proposed by Assemblyman Bill Quirk out of Hayward, California, and is supported by the Council on American Islamic Relations, also known as that sweet group known as CARE. And I'm sorry, the bill did pass this Monday. Unanimously in the California legislature. Right? So CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terror funding trial. Now, they've been declared a terrorist organization by, check this out. Now, you don't have to believe any of this. Because I'm one of those, I can't force you to believe anything, and I'm not going to beat my brains out to make you believe anything. Now, CARE was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation terror funding trial and has been declared a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates. After the San Bernardino terror attack in December last year, CARE offered assistance to the terrorist's family and suggested U.S. policy was partly to blame. Always somebody else's fault. And not just with CARE. What other groups too? But again, this is what I've been saying on the show forever. You want to gain our trust? You want us to back off and relax and understand that you are a peaceful group? Then start calling out your nut jobs like we do. How about we have a Christian Appreciation Month? Huh? And boy, would they be screaming on that one, wouldn't they? A Christian appreciation and awareness. A Judeo-Christian appreciation. I'm willing to share. How do you like that? A Judeo-Christian appreciation month and awareness. Let's talk about the things that the Christians and the Jews have done for this country. How about that? Not Obama. We don't want him to talk about it, because if he talks about it, everything he talks about, it's almost like the Muslims have had everything to do with, you know, making this country strong, building this country, fighting. He's got such a skewed view on history. It's pathetic. The resolution declares that the history of Islam in this country dates back to before its founding, referring to slaves with Muslim beliefs, though curiously it avoids mentioning the slave trade in the Islamic world. The resolution also says that Muslims have been fighting and sacrificing in every major war from the American Revolutionary War to the present-day conflicts. But it fails to mention, you know, the Barbary Wars. Right? Think about the wars that we fought against the Muslims. Right? These were wars fought against Muslim potentates who kidnapped Americans for ransom. Remember that one? No, we don't want to talk about that. Nor does it mention the radical Muslims who launched the war on terror. The bill's also silent about recent Islamic terror. I mean, they just ignore all these things. Instead, the resolution complains of harassment, assault, and discrimination that Muslim Americans have been forced to endure since 9/11. And it makes no mention of the harassment, assault, and discrimination by Muslims against others. Right? I mean, think about this. Now, we've had these kind of things go on forever. Do we have the Japanese Appreciation and Awareness Day? I mean, yeah, please do. And then I want to find out, because we interned Japanese, we interned Germans, we interned Italians during World War II. Do we have those months? I mean, I didn't even share with the other guys. I'm good with that. But I'm sure we don't. See, it's not, again, I keep coming back to people telling you, it's not equality they want, remember. It's control they want. You're not interested in equality. That's just a line of bunk.
It's not just a day, it's a whole month.
Yeah, it's not a day. I'm sorry, it's a whole month. That's right. It makes no mention of harassment, assault, discrimination by Muslims against others. You know, Muslims who jeered, screamed Allahu Akbar at the Jewish students at the University of California. Right? Those who've driven a wave of discrimination throughout the California university system. If you're a Jew in the California university system, you should be afraid. Because it's been drilled into young people's minds that the Jews are bad. They're just bad occupiers over there in Israel, which is just such a line of bunk. The bill is not yet passed, but and actually did pass last Monday, sorry. But Cork and Kerr is seizing the moment to promote it, capitalizing on an ongoing controversy between Republican nominee Donald Trump. Yeah, one guy. God. Now, they're Hillary Clinton supporters, of course. You should do your own homework and find out about this Kumayun Khan. Really, get some information on him. I'm proud to celebrate the first ever Muslim Appreciation Awareness Month by honoring generations of Muslim Americans for their many social, cultural, and economic contributions to California, said Quirk in a CARE press release. The rhetoric surrounding the election makes the presentation of this resolution more important for me, he added. It is appropriate to acknowledge and promote awareness of the myriad invaluable contributions of Muslim Americans in California and across the country. You know what? I'm good. Why don't you go ahead and list them? Really, I would love somebody to list them and send them to me. Because what I'll do is I'll match them up with the American-Italian groups. I'll match them up with American-Japanese groups. I'll match them up. We'll see who deserves recognition. Why don't they all deserve recognition? Now, here's the thing. Those are ethnicities, right? Those are cultures. This is a religion. I thought we were supposed to stay away from religious stuff. I thought there was supposed to be a separation between church and state. Why are we passing a resolution honoring a religion? I'm just asking. Resolution goes on to say, which is AB 59, whereas freedom of religion holds distinction as a cherished right and a... Oh, my God, I'm going to throw up. I can't read this. They don't mean this at all. Freedom of religion holds a distinction as a cherished right and a foundational value upon which the laws and ethics of the United States are based, as long as you're not a Christian. Whereas enriched by the unparalleled diversity of its residents, the state of California takes great pride supporting individual religious freedoms and is strengthened by the many varied religions, or religious, political, and cultural traditions of its diverse population, including those Americans who practice Islam. Why couldn't they put like a comma? Christianity, comma, Judaism, comma, Buddhism. I mean, I go on and on and on, right? But they don't. And whereas the history of Islam in this country dates back to before the founding origination with the African slaves who brought their Muslim beliefs with them to the Americas, and who later contributed in numerous ways to the founding of the nation, and there are today millions of Muslim Americans, both immigrant and native-born, of diverse backgrounds and beliefs, as there are Christians, Jews, Buddhists. Whereas the United States benefits greatly from the expertise, patriotism, and humanitarianism of Muslim Americans, comma, Italian Americans, comma, Christian Americans, comma, Catholic Americans, comma, Buddhist Americans, comma. No, these are, I'm adding to the, God. Who have long distinguished themselves as courageous and dedicated members of these United States Armed Forces fighting in sacrifice. What was the guy at the Texas? He was a military guy, right? Yelled Allahu Akbar before he wiped the place out. What was his name? I don't know either. I must be getting old. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate so much the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, you know. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in conversations in the chat room with smarter people than I. And I got to get back to the story, though. Because the irk isn't, for me, the irritant slash irk, is not that we're celebrating Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month. The irk is that if somebody put it on the table that we were going to celebrate Christian Appreciation and Awareness Month, you'd have the ACLU all over this in about 32 seconds. Right? You'd have people, legislators screaming, oh, you can't do that. That's you got to have separation of church and state. Right? I mean, am I missing something here? It's hilarious. But it doesn't apply to them. It only applies to us. And it's never going to change until you guys decide. I don't mean nasty in a violent way, but until you guys decide to get nasty about it and call them on the carpet for it and really get in their faces about it, nothing is going to change. Absolutely nothing. So the California loons, California does have a bird called a loon, doesn't it? California loon? I think it does. I don't know if they're California. Well, they're definitely, yeah. But they've all, if they have them, the reason they're extinct is because they've all moved to the Capitol building in Sacramento. So the resolution goes on to say, whereas the United States benefits greatly from the expertise, patriotism, humanitarianism of Muslim Americans who represent the percent of America's physicians and so on, how they heal hundreds of the... And wait, who was it? Fahim Yonis was one of ours that came on a regular basis. And he's a physician. I haven't had him on in a while. I should reach out to him again. He used to come on. He was with the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. And he was a good guy. I liked him. And he's not dead, so I don't... That doesn't sound right. Not that he was a good guy. He is a good guy. Unless he's changed. I haven't talked to him in a while. But he's a doctor. He's helping people. He is sold out to his Americanism. He is sold out to being in this country. I get it. But a Muslim Awareness Month, you know, you're fanning the flames again. I don't get you people. I don't get why you do this. I just don't get you people. Now, he goes on to say that, fighting. Okay, and members of the United States Armed Forces who are fighting and sacrificing in every major war, from the American Revolution War to present-day conflicts. I'd like them to back all this up when they say this. There's going to be 2.5 tons of paper behind us to prove it. Goes on to say, whereas the earliest Muslim immigrants to California, most worked on farms and made significant sacrifices and contributions to early agriculture efforts, and since the abolition of the natural quota on immigration in 1965, by the passage of the Hart-Celler Act, more and more Muslims have migrated to California. With approximately 1 million Muslim Americans currently, well, it's, that we know of, at the rate Obama's going, you're talking about a lot more. You know? So the, goes on to say, whereas the earliest Muslim immigrants to California mostly worked on farms and made significant contributions to early agricultural efforts, and since the abolition of the natural quota of immigration, it looks like we have a caller, but I'm going to get to him. I got to finish this first. All right. Significant contributions to early agricultural efforts, and since the abolition of the natural quota on immigration, I mean, it goes on and on to tout the virtues of this. And there's nothing to back it up. But my biggest irritant isn't that they're touting the virtues of Muslims. My biggest irritant is we've got to the point now where you can't say anything bad about Islam. You can't say anything bad about Muslims. But if I want to do a Christian Appreciation Day, what do you think would happen? Come on, just take a guess. What do you think would happen? If I wanted to do Jewish, I won't even do a whole month with them. Let's just say I'll do a Jewish Appreciation Day. I want the Assembly and the Senate, the California House, to pass a Jewish Appreciation Day. Any takers? You realize that a lot of the attitude would change in a heartbeat, right? A lot of the attitude would change if you'd have a bigger outcry from the American Muslim community every time somebody like San Bernardino was, and not care. We already know who they are, not care. I'm talking about the general, generic Muslim community. All right? Now, the American people, they're getting bitter towards the Muslims, towards the Muslim community, for a reason. What do you think that is? Come on, chat room, you're smarter than that. They're bitter because it seems like all the attention goes to the Muslim community. All the forgiveness goes to the Muslim community. All the special whatevers go to the Muslim community. Is it equality or control? Which is it?
Resolved by the Assembly of the State of California that the Assembly joins communities throughout the state of California in recognizing the month of August 2016 as Muslim Appreciation Awareness Month. Respectfully acknowledges the rich history and guiding virtues of Muslim Americans and commends Muslim communities in California for the lasting positive impact that they have made. Now, again, like I said, I don't have a problem with us calling out a group, supporting a group, whatever, I don't care, whatever you want to call it. I have a problem when it's not equal. I have a problem when it's not equality. So I'd love you guys, when you call me, to talk to me about how Christians are not into equality because they don't want to allow, you know, same-sex marriages. Can I bring this up to you? Can we do this together? Can I show you this? Probably not. It'll make you nuts. You won't know what to do. All right. So the next hour, I got... What the heck is that? I got a boatload of Hillary stuff I want to deal with. Okay. Mother Teresa being among them. I love it. Yeah, she had a field day with Hillary. I don't know if many of you remember that. But they were together at an event. Wrong event. It was a prayer breakfast, actually, back in 1994. And without actually being mean or pointing at Hillary, she tore Hillary up. It was great. And again, I don't know if you saw the story that was circulating about Chelsea. Again, it's circulating for a second time. About Chelsea leaving the church at 6 years old because the Sunday school teacher told her it was, what'd she say? Oh, abortions were against God's law. God hated abortion. So she decided at 6 years old, about a word she couldn't spell, let alone what it meant, that the reason she needed to leave the church, the home of God, right, was because mommy and daddy must have told her that abortions were fine. And at 6 years old, it was high time you explained to her all about sex and getting pregnant. Do you hear how stupid this is? How dumb this is? What do I got? I can't do this in 2 minutes. Maybe I can. Did you hear about the IRS? They're defending their decision to give illegals full refunds. You know, in a letter to Congress, the IRS Commissioner John, whatever his name is. Now, no, this goes back almost a year ago, but this is after they told us they weren't going to do it, and they're still doing it, and they did it recently. But I want you to hear the reason behind it. Right. The Jim Jordan from Ohio went on record to explain that the illegal immigrants who get Social Security numbers go back and apply for a refund through the Earned Income Tax Credit. He said this is due to Obama's executive order on illegal immigration. So they don't have to pay 7 cents into the system. And they can get this isn't illegal, they can get a tax ID and file for a tax return 5 days later, probably a day later, and then they get money back from the government. Well, I should say they get it back. That's wrong. They get money from the government. A weird thing called the Earned Income Tax Credit, when they haven't earned any. And you wonder why you hear that flushing sound on a regular basis, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Houseman joins me. He's got to help me out. Michael Houseman joins us the next hour. Always a pleasure when he comes on with us, and a pleasure having you on with me, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.